This Saturday, it will be April Fool's Day on Gesundheit with Jacobus. The focus will be on how we have been fooled by the FDA and Big Pharma throughout the last 100 years. This will include the RDA on nutrition labels, the food pyramid, certain prescription drugs, and the underdiagnosing of illnesses through inadequate blood testing. I will also revisit the damage that American physiologist Ansel Keys created 60 years ago to the health of most Americans. I will not be fooling around this Saturday morning from 8 to 11.
Welcome to Gesundheit with Jacobus, Health Talk Radio, integrating allopathic and all-natural medicine one show at a time. Here is your host, Jacobus Hollewine.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. Yes, it sure is. It's April Fool's Day. I hope you got your shoes tied, being your zipper zipped, because you know people are going to talk to you about it, going to bring up something and say, hey, check your shoes. Check that zipper. Anyway, I hope you've had some good memories about April Fool's Day. I sure do. I've been in that position a few times before, and was not always fun. But I also spread the wealth, so to say. As always, as we talk about topics of health and healing, and some of you may get pretty direct and maybe a little aggressive, express your frustration, so to say. The purpose of the show is education and information, as well as entertainment. We're not here to diagnose, treat, or cure. So keep that in mind. We're sharing information. And that, to me, is very important because that is an ongoing process. And yet, I totally enjoy sitting over here with you, and I do hope that you will stay with me, if you can, all the way till 11 o'clock. Of course, all you regular listeners who may have this station in the background, you may want to turn it up because there's some interesting information coming your way. There are a few points. Obviously, we can talk about food pyramid. We can talk about nutrition labels. We can talk about the Ansel Keys study. But there are some other ones that I have in mind that I wanted to talk to you about on these topics of have we been fooled and how have we been fooled by the FDA, the Western Medical Machine, and the CDC. Topics that I have over here also in front of me are healthcare in America cares about your health, cholesterol causes heart disease. To me, that's a huge one. Cholesterol causes heart disease. Vaccines for better health. Pharmaceutical drugs prevent disease. Another way that we've been fooled, believing that physicians are experts in health. Also that mammograms prevent breast cancer and that medical screenings prevent death. The quote that more research is needed to find a cure. More research is needed to find cures. And then another big debate, ongoing debate, about fluoride. And the quote that fluoride prevents tooth decay. And that could be an advertising that is debatable. At the same time, there is a lot of information out about the absolute dangers of the type of the difference between fluoride and fluorine. And many people don't know the difference. I would suspect that quite a few of my regular listeners are aware of the difference between fluorine and fluoride. And so we'll talk about that today as well as part of the topics that I have in mind. So let's jump on some of these topics. If you, as I said, if you have any thoughts, that something that you either want to chime in on the topic that I'm on, or if there is something you would like to bring as a topic of your concern where you feel, with the emphasis is you suspect or feel, have experienced, that we have been fooled in the past and still today about certain disorders, certain medications, certain therapies, or just the way that the educational system, the Western medical educational system, is promoting themselves in all the way they do it, through the schools, through the medical schools, obviously, through advertising, through the physicians, through putting pressure on physicians to not say too much, just do more research. So healthcare in America cares about your health. The topic of healthcare is obviously been front and center with the overturn, the repealing, the purpose, the goal to repeal Obamacare and to replace it with another health bill. The interesting thing that we always have to keep in mind in this, that you're dealing with politicians here. You're not dealing with actual concerned citizens. The health care bill that was proposed 7 years ago, that was voted into law 7 years ago, had nothing to do with health. It was all about sick care. And the purpose was, what can we do to really not take care of the people? I mean, you can give health care to people, or you can give insurance to people. It was all about the insurance. How do we deal with insurance, and what provisions do the insurance company give the regular folks in the United States? And that would include legal citizens and illegal immigrants in this country, as much as they could. Now, again, I mention this is not put together by the regular folks. This is put together by politicians. And so the first thing that we have to keep in mind is that politicians do not subject themselves to the same bill, health bill, that was proposed. That was now the Affordable Care Act, as you and I would have to be participating in this. And so as we are discussing this, keep in mind that the health care bill is really a sick care bill that has to do with the insurance companies, with the diagnosis and illness, etc. So how do you put something like that together? You got to keep in mind that the politicians have to do something that is totally out of left field for them, because their concern is usually not your health. But they realized something has to be discussed, so now they're coming up with a program or with a bill with the idea to make it sound that you are all included in this great plan that is called healthcare. Now, again, when you're dealing with health, it becomes an individual battle. Everybody deals with issues. There is almost nobody who walks around who doesn't have some kind of a fuzzy brain, who doesn't have aches and pains, who hasn't broken something, who has never been sick, never had the flu, never had a cold, never had a surgery. Most of us have gone, well, I would say 99% probably, has gone through some kind of ache or pain in their life. And so we know what it feels to not be up to par, to not be 100%. And usually these things do not happen when we are totally relaxed. It usually happens in moments when we need our body and now it doesn't function. And so when you are in a position like that and you know when the body fails, fails you, you have to understand it. You got to keep in mind that the that you need time. The body needs time to reset itself, to find time to be calm and relaxed, and to find a moment of healing, find a moment for healing of the tissue that is damaged. And as part of this whole healthcare thing, you got to keep in mind that it's all based on the individual parts that make up our body. It has to do with brain health, heart health. It has to do with joint health, with cancer, with depression, for example. So when you are talking about health, you really talk, we should be talking about the whole person. We should be talking about somebody, an individual, because we all have that, an individual. We all have feelings. We all have experiences. We all have dreams. We have ideas what we want to do in life, and that is who we are as a person. Most Western medicine is focusing on the ailment at hand. And most physicians today, even many in the naturopathic industry, are, when you go in, they are helping you to get the ache or pain or imbalance taken care of. And they focus on the issue that you walk into their office for. So if you go in because you're depressed, you will eventually either go to a counselor or you will go to a psychiatrist if it is that bad, because they will give you medication. Now, a psychiatrist isn't interested in your heart health, doesn't care if your liver is not working well, and he definitely doesn't care if you are blocked when you sit in the bathroom. Okay, if you have diarrhea or constipation, that's not their issue. They're there as a shrink. They look at the brain. And the same works with a cardiologist. A cardiologist is looking at your heart. How is the heart pumping? How are the arteries and vessels around it? And he is not asking you if you have hardness of heart, if you have enough love in your life, if you feel like being loved, if you are dealing with frustrations and anger and hatred, if that maybe has affected the way your heart is, beating. They don't care about that part. They literally look at the physical manifestation, because somebody else is for that issue. They keep sending you from specialist to specialist in order to help you with your issue. Well, the issue is that the person as a whole, the body, the mind, the spirit, is out of balance. And so it is important that when we look at health care in America, we find a system that is focusing on us as beings. And first of all, that means we need to feel encouraged to go after our own health and healing. And so when you talk about the position that we're in to create a new health care bill that will overturn Obamacare and move into something new, in my opinion, the reason why the bill failed is okay, because in my opinion, it was not the bill that a country like the United States, which always wants to be the number one, always focuses to be the best, always has been a leader in so many things that it has invented. I think that America was falling back too much on what other countries have done and where they have failed at, instead of putting some brilliant minds together and say, how can we create a bill that actually focuses on health care, not on sick care? 522-8255. Caller, thanks for waiting while I'm ranting on here. Oh, there we go. Well, they hung up. That's fine. 522-8255 is the call number. And so when we're talking about healthcare, to me, that is going to be the battle. That's going to be, can we create something whereby we look for coverage, or we look for, or everybody invests into it, but we allow a multitude of therapies to become part of healthcare so that people understand that whatever is best for them as a person are the options that are being offered in something like this. Not just doctors, surgery, medication, and all the issues that go with it. So to me, those are important parts. And I hope you can agree with me on that. That is definitely something that I feel, as part of this whole healthcare, we've been fooled to believe that the politicians in Washington understand what health means to the American people. And because of that, they have done the thinking for us. And because they don't know how we feel and what is really needed to improve the health of this nation, they have created something that only worked for them, that only worked for the people who they are really connected with, which is the sponsors, which are the people that are in the closest vicinity who have a special interest in mind, not the interest of the individual. So we have to go back grassroots. We have to push from the bottom up. We have to come up with ideas that say, listen, how can we put this together? So yes, we can talk to an insurance company, and everybody maybe has to say, okay, we all have to start from scratch here. The doctors have to say, what do I need to know as a physician to be a better physician to my patients? The insurance companies have to strip down and say, how can we create something that is so unique, that is so special, that sets this nation apart, because we're going to be a big part of this? And then as individuals, how can we inspire the individual Americans to say why it is so important that we take care of this amazing body that has a mind and a spirit and a soul in it? And how can we heal? How can we find healing? Because in my humble opinion, there is a reason why we're born, and there are goals we have to accomplish and things to learn. And so to me, if we can focus on what we need to accomplish in this life with our partners, with our children, with our parents, in this block of people who are so close to, how can we elevate the awareness, the consciousness, and thereby the health of this nation? In my opinion, if we can create something like that, that would be described in a health plan, then I think we're going to create something that the whole world is going to look at and say, this is incredible. I mean, definitely the Western world is going to say, wow, I didn't know it could be done, but guess what? The US of A did it again. They were the leaders. They were the ones who got it all going. And look at this. This is going to affect all of us in a better way. The next topic I'd like to discuss is cholesterol. Cholesterol causes heart disease. So there are some very interesting articles that I came up with. And I would like to read from, because I think that it is okay to read from them, because when you hear the words of the experts, it just makes more sense. It's probably really good, but I will give my own color commentary on it as well. So it is not that I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you over here on the lurk. But anyway, I have said before that back in 2004, there was an article published about a medical doctor and PhD. His name is Uwe Ravenscroft. And Uwe Ravenscroft came to the realization that cholesterol, as we know it today, as we're being tested, has been made the scapegoat for heart disease. And he said that in studies that he had seen, brilliant studies, that people with high cholesterol, and we're talking cholesterol between 300 and 600, actually had very good health. They would never get sick, never had cancer, never heart disease, cardiovascular problems. They ended up dying of old age all of a sudden. So in a way, they had a long quality life, died a very short death. And whereas many people who go on medication because something was made to scapegoat, in this case, the cholesterol, they are being told that when they go on medication, that everything will be better. Well, they ended up going on medication. And what happened was that they started having all kinds of ailments. When they brought the people, they took a bunch of volunteers out of this group of high cholesterol individuals, and they put them on statin-type drugs, cholesterol-lowering medications, that brought the cholesterol down to a more manageable range of about 200, 225. But what happened was these people in about 5 years were developing cancers. They, if they cut themselves, they wouldn't heal like they used to. They'd be sick. And so there was a problem with their health. Their health simply deteriorated. They were more tired. They just didn't like it. And so he started doing more research on this and found out that cholesterol, the benefits of cholesterol are multiple. And they're very essential to our overall health. And therefore, it is important that we keep our cholesterol at a pretty high level. And even when you go back about 20 years ago, the max was about 300. But what ended up happening is over time, we came to the point where we simply said, we got to sell some vitamins, not vitamins, prescription drugs here. And that's when the statin drugs were invented to lower cholesterol. And we have seen all kinds of problems coming out of that, especially people dying sooner. And as we come back after the break, we're going to talk about some of these studies that were done and some of the information that's available for that. So please stick with me. And of course, it is Gesundheit with Jacobus. And I'm your host, Jacobus Holloway. And I appreciate you tuning in today. I will be right back.
Are you ready to improve your life? It all starts here on Gesundheit with Jacobus, Health Talk Radio.